But verse 27 says, the Lord of that slave felt compassion, released him, forgave him the debt. It's a picture of God, isn't it? The sinner comes before God with an unpayable debt. He's embezzled gospel opportunity. He's embezzled common grace. He's embezzled general revelation and privilege. He's embezzled his opportunity to honor God. He's wasted his life. He's racked up a bill of sin that is beyond his capability to ever pay. And God says, well, it's an unpayable debt, but I could send you to hell and get some compensation. Hell is forever because the souls in hell, even though they're there forever, do not pay back the debt they owe. It's unpayable. But then the slave falls down and says, have patience with me, I'll repay you everything. That's good intention. That's like the prodigal son who starts home and says, make me one of your hired servants and I'll earn my way back. That's the assumption that you can buy your way to God, that you can buy your reconciliation, that you can buy your debt by good works. If you do enough good works, God will cancel out your sin because your good works will outdo your evil ones. He was wrong about that, of course. But for the sake of the point of the story, Jesus doesn't go into that. It just says the Lord of the slave felt compassion, released him, forgave him the debt, and that's how forgiveness works, right? The Lord says, forget it. You don't need to earn it. I give it as a gift, right? That's the prodigal. The prodigal comes home. He says, I'm going to tell my father this. Make me one of your hired servants. When he gets home, he drops that part of the speech because his father kisses him, embraces him, and reconciles him before he's done one single thing to earn his way back. Well, Peter and all his friends are listening to this story. It's an incredibly simple story, and it's one they would grasp. They would think, what a king, what a king who would forgive an unpayable debt just because he had compassion and who would forgive the thing completely just because the man asked without ever having to do anything to earn that forgiveness. He released him and forgave him the debt. How wonderful. And of course, that's their story, isn't it? That's their story. They had come to Christ and they had been forgiven of all their sin simply because they asked. By now, they know that salvation is a gift and it's a free gift given by God.